You're listening to the Irish Shamanism Show, a podcast all about Irish nature-based spirituality, healing and community. My name's Anna, a native Irish Bamfaza, a woman of knowledge, aka a tribal healer or shamanic practitioner, to give it a more well-known term. I'm also a holistic counsellor and psychotherapist, trainer, and ordained pagan priest and celebrant. In this show, we'll be discussing all things to do with traditional Irish and Celtic healing methods, nature-based spirituality, and what it's like to be a modern Irish pagan. I will also be chatting to some very exciting and interesting members of the wider pagan community for their take on Indigenous spirituality, paganism, traditional healing practices, and many other related topics, issues, and concerns. So thanks for tuning in. Fill your cauldron with your beverage of choice. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Fáilte romhaibh agus beannacht tí. So have you ever wondered what shamanism is exactly? That strange word. And what is a shamanic practitioner or healer? Or even more so, what is an Irish shamanic practitioner or healer? Then you're in the right place, and we'll be getting into that in just a moment. Just before that, you're very welcome to the Irish Shamanism Show. This is part of the podcast series where I'm converting all of my blog posts into audio and publishing them alongside my regular podcasts. So if you're hearing impaired or just prefer listening instead of reading, then these are for you. Or if you're just curious about any of the topics, then these are for you too. I hope you enjoy them and thanks for tuning in. So shamanism is an ancient healing tradition present in almost every native or indigenous group of people. But more than that, shamanism is a way of life for the practitioner or healer. Shamanism is depicted on cave walls, on stones and boulders dating as far back as 20,000 years. Shamanism is the grandmother of all spiritual beliefs today. It is not exclusive to any one culture. It has origins in most indigenous groups throughout the world. Shamanic practitioners work with the spirit or the soul of a person, as well as with their spirit guides. They heal illness at the soul level. They gain knowledge and insight from working with the spirits of nature, such as trees and plants, the land and elements. And they gain knowledge from working with spirits of animals and humans, such as their ancestors. For the shamanic healer, everything is alive and carries information. You can call this spirit energy or consciousness. And just as a side note, this isn't part of the blog, you can also call this animism, just in case you want to look into that a bit further. And I will be doing a proper podcast at a later date about all about animism. Back to the blog. In order to communicate with the spirit or consciousness of these things, the shamanic practitioner will shift his or her own state of awareness. They can do this through various means, such as meditation, repetitive sounds, such as that of the drum or rattle, breath work, chanting, singing, dance, or with the help of plant medicine. They will then see through a new set of eyes. They will become aware what is going on at a spiritual level. There is a lot of debate over the use of the word or title shamanic, as it is a spiritual term that originates from a very specific tribe of people. However, most people who do this type of work after extended periods of training and self-healing use it to describe the type of work they do, mostly for want of a better universally descriptive alternative. However, I feel the term shamanic practitioner, healer, or even therapist best describes the work I do, and would feel it would be extremely inappropriate and inaccurate to ever call myself a shaman. The word shaman probably originates from the Evenki word shaman. Again, and another side note, my apologies for my pronunciation of some of the words that are coming up. I don't know how to pronounce them, and I'm just reading them, so I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing them correctly. Back to the vlog. The Evenki word, shaman, most likely from the southwestern dialect spoken by the Sim Evenki peoples. The Tunguskic term was subsequently adopted by Russians interacting with the indigenous peoples in Siberia. It is found in the memoirs of the exiled Russian churchman, Avakum. The word was brought to Western Europe in the late 17th century by the Dutch traveller Nicholas Witsen, who reported his stay and journeys among the Tunguzic and Samoyedic speaking indigenous peoples of Siberia in his book Nord en Oost Tatarian, 1692. I feel it has been adopted into the English language, much like many other words have. It is used generically in modern times to describe an individual known in the community as someone who sees or someone who knows that which others do not, and are known as technicians of the sacred, masters of consciousness, and walkers between two worlds. Different cultures across the world will have their own name for the shamans in their midst, such as medicine man or medicine woman, wise woman or wise man or cunning woman, often simply known as the village or tribal healer. In more recent times, the word witch has come to have a different or unfortunate meaning and been greatly twisted and distorted, but was originally the title of the person, often female, who gently healed, helped, and counseled people, the midwife, herbalist, and often go-between with the spirits, both good and bad. Shamanic practitioners are themselves individuals who have had to learn how to heal themselves from the debilitating effects of their own personal wounds, and they are known for their ability to successfully and regularly bring healing to others with the help of their guides. In the Irish tradition, the shaman was or is most likely known as the Banfaza or Farfaza, wise woman or wise man. The wounded healer is an archetype for a shamanic trial and journey. The process is important to the initiate. She or he undergoes a type of sickness that pushes her or him to the brink of death. This happens for two reasons. The shamanic healer crosses over to the underworld. This happens so they can venture to its depths and bring back vital information for the sick and the tribe. They must become sick to understand sickness. When the shamanic practitioner overcomes his or her own sickness, she or he will hold the cure to heal all that suffer. This is the uncanny mark of the wounded healer. By engaging in their work, they are exposed to significant personal risk. There are many dangers and pitfalls that the practitioner may run into in the spirit world. Sometimes she or he must travel into an area where there are dangerous malevolent spirits. A shamanic practitioner must not be timid or hesitant during a journey. They cannot have any fear. Their greatest weapon is the heart. A heart filled with love is the strongest protection there is. To some, this may sound a little naive. But to those who have experience in this field, it is known that love is the strongest force of all. It is fear that makes a person, a shamanic healer, or anyone else weak. But there is also great beauty and love that the healer encounters. There are wonderful, great spirits that wish more humans had the ability to meet with them. They are there just waiting to meet and help us. There was a time when communication between realms was not so infrequent, a time when beings met from both sides in love and caring. So this is the end of my blog, What is an Irish Shamanic Practitioner, Healer or Therapist? I hope you have enjoyed this, and if you have, then please do leave a like or a comment below and share it with some people you think might be interested in it. That can never do any harm. It certainly doesn't do any harm for me. And if you have any ideas for upcoming blogs or anything that you'd like to know about, or even if you'd like to get in contact with me at any time, you can always go to my website, which is irishshamanism.com, where you can also find free drumming tracks you can use for meditation or for journey or just for sound healing and relaxation. And you can also get in contact with me from the website. You can find me on Facebook, the Facebook group or Facebook page. Again, it's Irish Shamanism. And you can also find me on Instagram under the same name. I'll have all the links.